सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् पेज नंबर 84 रिपीट आफ्टर मी श्री भगवानुवाच नैतत्खलायोपदिशेत् नाविनीताय कर्हिचित् न स्तब्धाय न भिन्नाय नैव धर्मध्वजाय च नलोलुपायोपदिशेत् न गृहारूढचेतसे नाभक्ताय च मे जातु न मद्भक्तद्विषामपि भगवान नाउ इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग हूम दिस उपदेश शुड नॉट बी गिवन इन दीज टू श्लोकस सो ए पर्सन हु हैज बैड कॉन्डक्ट इज अ विकेड पर्सन नॉट हम्बल स्टम्प लाइक arrogant or has extroverted mind is always seeking pleasures from the world, thinks that staying at home alone is his main residence. In other words, doesn't want to go to teacher and study, then to that person you don't give this. And of course the one who is not Bhagavan's bhakta, na abhaktaya mad bhakta dvishamapi na. And if someone is hating, disliking Bhagavan's devotees, to that person also this knowledge should not be given. Continuing now, third shloka, page 87. Shraddhadhanaya bhaktaya vinitayana suyave bhuteshu krita maitraya shushrushabhirataya cha बहिर्जात विरागाय शांतचित्ताय दीयताम् निर्मत्सराय शुचये यस्याहं प्रेयसां प्रियः सो इन दीज टू श्लोकस टू हूम इट शुड बी गिवन. That is said in the previous two shlokas, to whom it should not be given, that was said. Yesterday I told you, if we look at these stanzas and if we think that, but I am not going to go and teach anyone, so why should I know this? So our approach should be, I should know this because person who has these qualities given in shloka 3 and 4 will benefit the most from this knowledge. So person with this knowledge will benefit. And person who has those negativities which are indicated in shloka number 1 and 2, they will have less benefit, they will derive less benefit from this. So that we should keep in mind. In other words, if whatever is said in shloka 1 and 2, if I have, then I know why I am not relaxed after this knowledge, why I am not able to enjoy this teaching. So to whom it should be given means in whom this knowledge will make most effect. Shraddhadhanaya Diyatam. Diyatam is the verb in the fourth shloka, last word, first line. So those who have faith, to them you should give this knowledge. To devotees, give this knowledge. Vinitaya, those who are humble, give this knowledge. Anasuyave. Anasuya means those people who don't have fault-finding nature. So those who have fault-finding nature, they always, this is wrong with this person, that is wrong with that person, like that they will find faults with everyone. Anasuyave, those who don't have this fault-finding nature, give them. Bhuteshu krita maitraya, those who have all beings as their friends, give them. Shushrusha abhirataya cha, the one who is of great attitude of serving. Shushrusha has two meanings. One is serving, another is listening. So somebody who just wants to listen more and more, you give them. There are some people, for 5 days talk series if we have, they say, Swamiji, can you summarize everything in 2 days? And you have 2 days talk series, they'll say, Swamiji, just summarize everything in half hour. Because we just want summary only. And that's why they wonder, the 2 years Vedanta course, what do they do? Shushrusha abhiratayacha means somebody who is engaged in serving or is interested in listening more and more. Bahirjata viragaya, somebody who has vairagya towards external objects, to that person you teach. Shanta chittaya, peaceful mind. Diyatam will go with all. Nirmatsaraya means who does not have jealousy. Matsar means jealousy. A person who is so jealous that, oh, this person, he is also studying and he is able to do this. Why can't I do? He is jealous. That person should not be given this. Shuchaye. Yasya aham prayasam priya. Shuchaye means those people who are pure. To such people you give. And those people for whom I am prayasam priya, I am dearer than dearest, to such people you give. So these are the people to whom the knowledge should be imparted. Ya idam shrunuyadamba shraddhaya purusha sakrit yo vabidhatte machittah sahyeti padavim chame. He Amba. Amba is addressing mother. Kapil Bhagavan is addressing mother now. O mother, yaha, he who, anyone, idam, yaha purushaha, that person, idam shrunuyat, he should listen to this teaching, one who listens to this teaching, how? Shraddhaya, with faith. So listening to this teaching, first qualification is I should have faith. Without which, I will not be able to sustain myself. In the audience, there are three categories. One is called Shrota. Shrota means the one who is listening. Shrota. Second is Sota. The one who sleeps in class. Third is Sarota. What is Sarota? Sarota means he goes on cutting every statement of the speaker. So speaker says, there are three types of students. He says, no, that's not correct. Four. His mental commentary is going on every statement. Teacher says, Amba. No, Amba is not the first thing. Yeah, is the first. Something means that mind is chattering so much, it is not listening, it is talking more. So, Sota also will not listen, Sarota also. Sarota means actually the one who cuts, go on cutting. They won't benefit. Because they have fault-finding nature with teacher itself. So they will not benefit. Yaha, he Amba, yaha purushaha idam shraddhaya sakrit shrunuya. Sakrit means even once. Even once if somebody listens to this properly with faith, with devotion, then saha cha me padvim hi eti, then he will attain my abode. This teaching, if somebody has listened to with faith. So now you know, if you have listened to it with faith, Bhagavan has said, you will attain me. Swamiji, today is the only day I have come. Will I get it? 20%. Or the other one is, va yaha machittaha abhidhatte. Somebody says, you said about the speaker, about the listener. What about speaker? So, yaha abhidhatte, he will also attain me. So speaker, see, listener can be there 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. Speaker has to be there every day. So yaha abhidhatte means the one who teaches. Because this is what happens. When you teach, you are 50% listening and 50% teaching. You are the first audience. Somebody asked me, Swamiji, you are going there, how many people? I said, I know one person is going to definitely be there to listen. And that will be the speaker. So that is the advantage. In Bhagavad Gita also Bhagavan says, the one who teaches this Bhagavad Gita to people, I love him the most. Bhagavad Gita means Vedanta, any Vedantic teaching. So, yova abhidhatte machittaha, and has mind in me. Means not teaching as a professor without the devotion, but teaching with devotion, teaching with the idea that I am seeking God. I am not seeking my salary at the end of the month, etc. then he will definitely attain me. Saha me padvim cha hi eti. He will attain my abode. With this, Bhagavan concludes. Now, Devahutiruvacha. यन्नामधेयश्रवणानुकीर्तनात् यत्प्रह्वणात् यत्स्मरणादपि क्वचित् स्वादोऽपि सद्यः सवनाय कल्पते कुतः पुनस्ते भगवन्नुदर्शनात् Teaching Bhagavatam is not easy because the shlokas are very big and complex in Bhagavatam. Like this shloka. Even to chant, people will have difficulty. And then how to put the prose and all, they are difficult. So here, the glory of this teaching and glory of Bhagavan is said by Mother Devahuti. She says, Yannamadheya Shravana Anukirtanat. Yat means yasya, by whose name, whose chanting of whose name, Namadheya Shravana, by listening, Anukirtana, singing, whose name? Yat Prahvanat. Prahvana means salutation, by doing namaskar to whom? Yat Prahvanat. Yat Smaranat Api Kvachit, and by remembering whom? So, if we remember God, if we sing His glory, if we chant His name, if we do namaskar to Bhagavan, Shwado api sadhyaha savanaya kalpate. Shwadaha here means the one who eats dog's meat. So dog's meat is eaten by lowest strata of society. Even in those days, Shwadaha api, even that person will be lifted gradually to the level of person who can perform rituals. Savanaya kalpate. Then what to talk of seeing Bhagavan? Kutah punaste Bhagavan nudarshanat. So Devahuti says, "Are I got the opportunity to see Bhagavan. I have seen God." So, she said, "I am highly purified, O God, with your presence, with this teaching." So that bhava should be there, great respect for this knowledge, for this teaching. Now she continues to praise Bhagavan. Aho batashvapachoto gariyan yajjihvagre vartate namatubhyam. Te pustapaste juhu sasnuraryaha. ब्रह्मानुचूर्णाम गृणन्ति येते अहो बत अहो अलास इंडीड श्वपचः अतः गरीयान. एक्चुअली द प्रोज विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द लास्ट लाइन. ये ते नाम गृणन्ति, ये दोस ते योर्स नाम गृणंती दे सिंग योर नेम दोस हु टेक योर नेम ये ते नाम गृणंती सच पीपल इवन इफ ही इज ए डॉग ईटर सी दिस डॉग ईटर इज यूज फॉर कंपेरिजन इज नॉट दैट आई डोंट माइंड बिकॉज आई कैन ईट डॉग एंड आई कैन स्टडी कपिल गीता इट इज नॉट विथ दैट एटीट्यूड हियर द अंडरस्टैंडिंग शुड बी दैट द टीचिंग इज सो ग्रेट दैट ए वर्स्ट पर्सन ऑल्सो कैन बी अपलिफ्टेड एंड देयरफोर डोंट गो ऑन सेइंग दैट ओ आई हैव डन लॉट ऑफ सिंस एंड आई डोंट नो वेदर आई कैन बी purified, can I benefit from this? Yes, you will. So a positive attitude should be there. So a dog eater also, shvapachaha ataha gariyan, even he becomes great, which dog eater, yad jivvagre vartate namatubhyam, on whose tongue your name comes, the one who sings your name, That's why in Bhakti Marga, you go on taking Bhagavan's name. Yajjihvagre vartate namatubhyam. Then by those people, tapaha tepuhu, they have performed all austerities, all tapas they have done, tapas tepuhu. Then, Juhuvuhu, they have performed all sacrifices. Juhuvuhu te. Sasnuhu aryaha, they have done all pilgrimage also and taken holy bath also. Means for all these things, either you do those things or just go on taking Bhagavan's name, you will get equal merits. Either you stay at one place and take Bhagavan's name or you go to Kailash, here, there, at different places. Tapaha tepuhu, juhuvuhu, means they have performed rituals. Sasnu aryaha, means they have traveled, done pilgrimage, etc. Brahma anuchuhu, And Brahma Anuchuhu means they have recited all Vedas, means Vedic chanting done. Pilgrimage, Kailash Yatra, Chardham Yatra, done. All the different Agnihotras, etc., all the rituals, done. All austerities, different Vratas, done. If I go on taking Bhagavan's name, means equal Punya. Bhagavan Nama has great glory. And now she offers her salutations. Tam Tvamaham Brahma Parampumamsam Pratyaksrotasyatmanisam Vibhavyam स्वतेजसाध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहम् वंदे विष्णुं कपिलं वेदगर्भं वंदे विष्णुं अहम् विष्णुं वंदे So, I bow down to Bhagavan Vishnu. So, now the glory is revealed. Who is Kapil Bhagavan? Kapilam Vishnum Vande. Kapila is Vishnu. Bhagavan Adi Narayana alone came as Kapila. So, we studied here Kapil Gita. And he is Vedagarbham. Vedagarbham has two meanings. Vedagarbham means यस्य गर्भे वेदाः भवन्ति इति वेदगर्भम् This is one meaning. The one in whom resides all Vedas. And the one who is residing in the Vedas. Right? What do Vedas reveal? What is hidden in Vedas? God. What is hidden in God? Vedas. So in Sanskrit, you can open the compound differently. Vedasya garbham, Veda garbham. Vedaha garbhe yasya saha Veda garbha, tam Veda garbham. Veda garbham Vishnum vande. I bow down to that Bhagavan Vishnu Kapila. Now you come back to first line. Tam Tvam Aham Brahma. Now who is that Vishnu Bhagavan? Param Brahma. Supreme Lord. Pumamsam. Pumamsam means Purushaha. So Brahma is Purusha. Adi Purusha. In which Prakriti is an appearance. So don't think there is Brahma, then there is Purusha and Prakriti. Not like that. Huh? Brahman is Purusha. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna praises Bhagavan. Tvamadi Deva Purusha Puranaha Tvamasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam Tvamavyaya Shashvata Dharma Gopta Sanatanastvam Purushomatome. In 11th chapter. So you are Purusha, Brahma. Tvam Aham Vande. That Vande will be the verb. Who are you? Brahma Param Pumamsam. Pratyaksrotasya Atmani Samvibhavyam. And Pratyaksrotasi. You are the inner source, inner continuous flow. Means you are the consciousness. And you can be known only when this continuous presence of the truth is recognized. Ekatma pratyaya saram. Ekatma pratyaya saram. That which is one continuous presence. Samvibhavyam. Svatejasa dhvasta guna pravaham. And by your guna, by your tejas, by your brilliance, or the gunas, all the moods of mind are eliminated, destroyed. Svatejasa dhvasta guna pravaham, that Kapilam Vedagarbham aham vande. So this is the nature of God. See, what all the different pointers which are given here, they are to indicate nature of God. One day, one class was going on. In that, lot of children were there, little children. So they all were given some painting task, drawing. So they all were drawing something. And teacher was walking in the class. So one child was drawing with lot of patience, with head down. So teacher came and asked, "What are you drawing?" "I'm drawing God." So the teacher said, "But nobody knows how God looks." So the child said, "They will know in 10 minutes. This shloka is actually revealing the nature of God. Okay. How God is. So now mother praised Bhagavan, praised the teaching, offered her salutations. Now Kapil Bhagavan, what happens to Kapil Bhagavan? He tells mother final instructions. Kapila uvacha. Margena nena mataste. सुसेव्ये नोदिते नमे आस्थितेन परां काष्ठां अचिरादवरोत्स्यसि। सो नाउ कपिल भगवान इज गिविंग द फाइनल इंस्ट्रक्शंस। हे माता, ओ मदर, हे माता, अनेन मार्गेण, by this path, means by this teaching that I have given you, I am going to summarize the whole teaching at the end, okay? But just you remember, anena margena means by this path, me uditena, which I spoke to you. Me uditena means whatever that I spoke to you so far. Susevyena, susevyena when it is well practiced, well assimilated, this teaching. Asthitena, and asthitena means abiding in that. So this teaching, when it is listened properly, it is practiced properly, not only practiced, it is revered properly. And when one abides in this, अचिरात अवरोच्यसि, देन पराम काष्ठाम अचिराद अव पराम काष्ठाम यू शैल अटेन द सुप्रीम स्टेट, अवरोच्यसि यू शैल क्लाइम टू दैट, यू शैल क्लाइम टू द ग्रेट हाइट्स, ग्रेट पीक्स, अचिराद नॉट आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम, चिरम मीन्स आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम, अचिराद मीन्स नॉट आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम, मीन्स क्विकली यू शैल राइज टू दिस। अचिराद अवरोच्यसि, सो वॉट एवर टीचिंग आई हैव गिवन, जस्ट प्रैक्टिस, लिसन, सो यू लिसन टू इट, हैव रिस्पेक्ट फॉर दिस इन लाइफ एंड फॉलो इट, यू विल गेट द रिजल्ट, डोंट वरी। सो नाउ लेट्स, इज अ गुड टाइम टू रिकैप व्हाट ऑल थिंग्स वी हैव स्टडीड, लेट्स सी हाउ मच वी रिमेंबर। So, first thing we saw, Kapil Bhagwan is born to Kardam Rishi and Devahuti. Kardam Rishi did austerity, then she came in her life, in his life. Devahuti, is her father brought her there and said, you marry my daughter. Then they had wish fulfilling plane, Kamaga Vimana, they had lot of enjoyments, 9 daughters, all were married. Then, yes, don't, your eyes, I know they are becoming very wide open, 9 daughters, even now people have so many cheap, you know, kids and all, 4 or 5, so 9 is not a big number in those days. And then one son came as Kapil Bhagwan. Then Rishi left, Kardam Rishi left. How did the mother's question begin? Mother said, I am tired of satisfying these sense organs because they never say enough. You only have to give up. They will never give up. Nirvinna, I am frustrated. Asad Indriya Tarshanat, that is how it began. So please tell me that by which I can bring an end to this suffering, this transmigration, and you have come in my life to give me a grand vision of my life, path of this knowledge. So when this is how she said, Bhagavan said, I shall give you this knowledge by which you will be free from sorrow and joy. It will bring end to both. Then he said, mind is responsible for your problems and mind is responsible for liberation. So work on your mind. Then Bhagavan glorified the path of bhakti in the first chapter. So we saw 5 points: faith in God, one form, many forms, all forms, no form. So gradually one should rise to that, and one can engage in various practices by singing, remembering God, chanting His name, listening to His stories, seeing His form, etc. Slowly mind will become of the nature of God. Some people like duality, some non-duality. And mind should be gradually withdrawn from the world with vairagya and bhakti, and should be absorbed in God. This is the adhyatmika yoga. So we saw that. Then in second chapter, the teaching was purusha prakriti viveka, department of matter, department of spirit, their lakshanas, qualities we saw. Purusha is non-changing, prakriti is changing. Purusha is reliable, prakriti is entertaining. So security comes from purusha and variety comes from prakriti. And purusha is independent, prakriti has dependent reality. So we saw all these points, and Bhagavan says you should abide in this. Then mother asked the question, I think it is difficult to keep the two separate, because the moment you keep them separate, again they will come back. Because there is anyonya ashraya, like earth and fragrance and water and taste. So Bhagavan said, yes, that's why you have to do all sadhanas and come to gradually that state where because of sadhana, the prakriti will be burnt. Prakriti will be burnt means the sadhaka who has taken up the sadhanas, the sadhaka bhava itself will go. Ahankara. And even though this world is perceived duality, which is not a reality, it's like a dream, still the sorrows are real. Arthehi avidyamanepi samsritir na nivartate dhyayato vishayanasya swapne anarthagamo yadha. So one must remember this. Okay, so this is how the teaching was. And yesterday we saw the teaching. Now, today we saw to whom this knowledge will be most beneficial, to whom it will not be beneficial. And then mother expressed her gratitude. Bhagavan is now summarizing that, keep following this and you shall attain the Supreme. Now, shloka number 10. Shraddhatsvai tanmatam mahyam jushtam yad brahmavadibihi ye namama bhavam yayaha yayaha mrutyum ruchanti tad mrutyum ruchantya tadvidah shraddhasva. O mother, have faith. Means don't doubt this. Even if you don't see the results immediately, just keep doing it. That's why, you know, children, when you bring them to Balavihar and all, and they say, oh, why should I go? They say, just go on taking, bringing them. 12 years, don't ask any questions. Just take them and you will see the results of that later in life. Shraddhatsva, etan matam mahyam, this my teaching, have faith in that. Yat brahmavadibhi jushtam, that which is praised and worshipped. Jushtam literally means worshipped, means praised by great knowers of this knowledge. Brahmavadibhi jushtam, yena, by which mam abhavam yayaha, you shall come to me, the one who is birthless. Abhavam means I am not born. Who is saying? The son who is born to mother, he says, I am not born. A mother will say, you are born to me, you are my son. He says, no, I am birthless. What you are seeing is vachyarthami. The one I am referring to is lakshyarthami. I am birthless. Mam abhavam yayaha mrityum ruchanti adadvidaha. And those who are not knowers of this, atadvidaha. Tadvida means knowers of that. Atadvida means not knowers of that. Mrityum ruchanti, they will go to death. So those who understand this, they will come to me. Those who don't get it, death. Means again, punarapi janani
jathare shayanam.
Again, transmigration. So the result of knowledge and no knowledge, both are indicated. Jnanam, mukti. Ajnanam, samsara. Clear. Atadvidaha mrityum ruchanti. Now this dialogue is over. Now this entire dialogue, I told you on the first day, in Bhagavatam, every dialogue is within dialogue, so many dialogues are there. And I told you there is one main dialogue, Shukadevji and Raja Parikshit, and then there are other small dialogues. Because on the first day, I didn't want to tell you it is this dialogue within this dialogue. Otherwise, first day itself, too many names if you hear, you get confused. So I didn't bring that up. We also have to do some adjustments. So now, this dialogue is actually going on between Maitreya Rishi and Vidurji. Now suddenly we will ask, where did Vidurji come from? Which Vidurji? This is from Mahabharata, Hastinapur. And Maitreya Rishi is the one who heard the teaching of Uddhava Gita that Bhagavan Sri Krishna gave to Uddhava, that Uddhavji gave to Maitreya Rishi, and Bhagavan had told Uddhavji that Maitreya Rishi is going to meet Vidurji and Vidurji is going to ask questions. Means he will have questions. So Maitreya Rishi will teach him. So that Vidurji asked Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya Rishi gave the whole teaching, in which this dialogue between Kapil Bhagavan and Devahuti Mother, that is included. Now that dialogue is over, so over to Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya uvacha iti pradarshya bhagavan satim tamatmano gatim swamatra brahmavadinya kapilonumato yayau. Now Maitreya Rishi is telling Vidurji, इति प्रदर्श्य भगवान इन दिस वे हैविंग टॉट एवरीथिंग एंड प्रेजेंटिंग एवरीथिंग टू भगवान एंड शोइंग इट टू ऑल ऑफ अस हैविंग डन दैट सतीम ताम आत्मनो गतिम प्रदर्श्य टू सती सती मीन्स दैट देवहूति जी हैविंग टॉट द टीचिंग विच विल लीड द डिसाइपल टू द स्टूडेंट द सीकर टू गॉड आत्मनो गतिम प्रदर्श्य स्वमात्रा स्वमात्रा हिज ओन मदर मात्रा हियर मीन्स मदर हाँ माता स्वमात्रा ब्रह्मवादिन्या ही टॉट दिस टू मदर हु इज ब्रह्मवादिनी सो टीचिंग दिस टू मदर कपिलः अनुमतः ययौ देन ही आस्क्ड मदर दैट मदर आई हैव टॉट यू एवरीथिंग नाउ शैल आई गो मदर सेड ओके You know, these, I told you that they are like this only. After everything is over, then how shall I go? So then not that, oh mother, you are alone in forest. Remember, she was so old. All daughters were gone, married. Husband had gone earlier itself. And still he said, I will go. Mother, what about your social security? No questions. What will you do here? How will you eat? How will you sustain? Nothing. Asked the permission and mother never said, what? You want to go? Don't you have any responsibility towards me? Mother said, go. Anumataha. Having taken permission from mother, yayao, he left. See the great thing here? Before disciple goes, teacher goes away. He teaches. Student has opportunity to express gratitude. Then, if there are questions, yes. Otherwise, means he doesn't say, now you remember, eternally you have to be my disciple only. There is nothing doing. My work is over. Kapila, yayau. Now what happened to Devahuti ji? Because we want to know. She is a student. सा चापि तनयोक्तेन योगादेशेन योगयुक् तस्मिन्नाश्रम आपीडे सरस्वत्या समाहिता सा च अपि सा देवहूतिः She also, Tanaya Uktena Yoga Adeshena Yoga Yuka Tasmin Ashrame Saraswatyaha Apide Samahita. This one sentence, the whole thing. Tanaya Uktena, Tanaya, son. Teaching which was given by the son. Yoga Adeshena, where this yoga, Adhyatma yoga, spiritual wisdom was taught, Yoga Adeshena, Yoga Yuk. Yoga Yuk means she got united to that highest teaching, connected to highest teaching, Yoga Yuk. There, in her own ashram, she stayed. तस्मिन् सरस्वत्याः आपीडे आश्रमे एट द बैंक ऑफ सरस्वती रिवर यू सी नाउ वी से गंगा यमुना वी कैन सी सरस्वती रिवर वी डोंट इवन सी देर वॉज ए रिवर एट दैट टाइम Now it is hidden. They have shown it is inside. Sarasvatyaha ashrame apide. On the bank of Saraswati, her ashram means what? Some kutiya will be there. There she was meditating. Samahita. Completely quiet mind, no other interest in anything. No desire to come down. Saraswati, Ganga, Yamuna, they are all, you know, Gangotri, Yamunotri, all the way up. Saraswati is also there, above Uttarakashi. They say when you go to Uttarakashi, you should take only one way ticket. You don't plan to come back. Actually, about Kashi also they say the same thing, Banaras. Because Kashi Marana, if you have to die, you die in Kashi. Kashi, that Manikarnika Ghat is there. You know, ghats are there in Banaras. So there is one famous ghat, Manikarnika, which is where the cremation and all takes place. Raja Harishchandra, his son, also was taken to that Manikarnika Ghat. That ghat is so busy, every minute a dead body comes there for cremation. Fast processing. I'll tell you a little bit now that we are in about Vairagya. So the dead bodies they bring from all the neighboring towns and all, and many people when they realize also that now only few hours or few days are remaining, they all book the ticket to go to Kashi. They stay there and they die. Kashi Marata Mukta Karata Leta Ramanam, they say. Bhagavan Shiva. But there, the person who, you know, those people who are in the cremation ground. Ground means there is no ground. It is just some small place if you have seen. So there, the family member will put the fire and then he will take care of the rest of the thing. So they have seen so many dead bodies from morning till evening. For them, each family that comes and they'll cry and they'll be sitting there. You know how old style they would sit. They might do BD or something. And then they'll see all these family people are crying. And when the crying goes on for some time, they'll say, "Is it over?" Then we'll finish this. And then next, and this family will go. Now, those people might be too emotional. For this person, it's just Pancha Mahabhutas are coming and going, that's all. And you know, there are these small streets in Banaras. Small, narrow streets, because old town is there. So there, all these dead bodies, they take Ram Naam Satya Hai. When they go, so there in those streets, you know, there are these kachodi shops are there. You know kachodi? Kachodi and lassi. So they'll be eating kachodi, lassi and all. They'll ask, "Kaun ja raha hai?" Who is going? Means whose dead body? I say, "Oh, he's from this village." "Oh, okay, okay." So for them, the departure, what is there? You enjoy kachadi. And if suddenly she says, "Oh, he's from your village." "Acha, who?" "Oh, this, some uncle, somebody." "Chalo, he'll finish it and join that." This is the value of life. We may glorify, oh, ho, ho, this, that. There is nothing. So this is how it is. So she also was there ready to drop her body now. Brahmanyavasthitamatihi Bhagavatyatmasamshraye Nivritta Jivapattitvat Kshinakleshapta Nirvritihi Brahmani Avasthitamatihi. Now, that mother, Devahuti, her mind was totally in Brahman. Brahmani Avasthitamatihi. So if somebody says, no, but Bhagavatam is all about Bhagavan, Krishna, are it is Brahman. Brahmani Avasthitamatihi. Bhagavati, and that is Bhagavan. And Atma Samshraye. Atma Samshraye, the one who is the self of all, support of all, substratum of all. Nivritta jiva apatyatvat, the one whose jiva bhava had gone. Nivritta jiva apatyatvat. Kshina klesha, all the kleshas, all the worries, everything had gone. Apta nirvritihi, and attained the inner peace. All my work is over, nothing to do anymore. So nivritta jiva apatti and apta nirvritti, huh? They are different words. One is nivritta and another is nirvritti. Kshina klesha, all the kleshas, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, everything destroyed, over. Then what happened? Nityaruda samadhitvat paravritta guna brahma nasasmara tadatmanam Swapne drishtami votthitaha Nitya aruda samadhitvat. Because of continuous practice of samadhi. Samadhi means abidance in the self. Paravritta guna brahma. Guna brahma, the delusions arising from sattva rajas tamo guna. Paravritta. Turned away from those delusion. So now she is not running after, running towards the delusions, turned away. This is enough now. Actually, her mind did not even know that any external world exists. Like, to give you an example, let's say you are not into this Facebook thing, right? The social media. Would you even know that there is some such thing existing? You will not know. And you don't know and you don't care also. Somebody says, oh, a new thing has come, you know, WhatsApp. What is there? But people have this and that, everybody exchanges. But I am telling you, a time will come when the so-called completely into the tech also will be out of the tech. Because tech is going to keep changing. I don't know, every new third day they have new app going everywhere. IG, Instagram, right? That is called Instagram IG. Go on creating something. Who has time for all those things? So she was completely withdrawn. Na sasmara tada atmanam. Here atmanam means individual body. She did not even remember her body. Na sasmara. Swapne drishtam ivothitah. Like somebody who has awakened from dream. So body which was experienced, world which was experienced, is now understood as part of dream. So she knows this is not me. And this world is not for enjoyment. The world does not have any sukham. Anatmani atma buddhi is gone. Jagati satyatva buddhi is gone. Both viparit bhavanas. Broken. Swapne drishtam iva utthitah. Like person who wakes up from dream, then whatever was seen in dream, there is no connection. Like that, she has gone to truth. So now, any anatma, she doesn't have any interest. See, the best thing to recognize this is, we have to fast forward our life and understand, right now I may be so busy, you know, work, family, children, these, that, everything. You fast forward 20 years down. Whoosh, everything gone. My current worries, there is no worry. Somebody might have to do more fast forward. Somebody might have to do less. But whatever. Somebody says, I am ready now. Why fast forward? At this moment, I am ready to wind up. So, anatma had no reality for her. What about that body? Tad deha parata poshopi. Akrashashchadya sambhavat. Babhau malairavachannaha. Sadhuma iva pavakaha. Now her body, tad dehaha, her devahuti's body, what happened to that? Parataha poshaha. Supported, nourished by others. Means she herself was not even taking care of her body. Others were feeding, others were taking care. Paratah poshaha api akrishaha cha adhi asambhavat. Adhi or adhi asambhavat. Adhi means mental worries. Because there were no mental worries, the body had not become too emaciated. It was going on. There were no disease as such in the body. Just cut down food intake, but body was going on. Akrishaha, not emaciated. Adhi asambha, because the main thing is mental problem. When mental problems are there, aging is faster. When mental problems are not there, there is no aging. That's why Bhagavan Shankaracharya said, Balastavat krida sakta, tarunastavat taruni sakta, vriddhastavat chinta sakta. The sign of old age is worrying. You know, when Bhagavan sent us here, he said there is going to be a contract between Jiva and Ishvara. What is the contract? He said, Jiva, you have to work and I will worry. But when we came down to earth, we forgot. So we started worrying and we told God, you work. So we go on telling him, Bhagwan, do this. Bhagwan, my exam is coming. Bhagwan, my job interview is coming. Bhagwan, my daughter is there, son is there, their marriage, their job. Make them wise. Bhagwan, do this. Bhagwan, do that. And what will I do? Bhagwan, I am worrying. Bhagwan said, I had told you, you have to do work. I will worry. So that body, because there were no worries, no mental problems, it was good. Akrishascha adi asambhavad babhav malaihi avachannah. Malaihi avachannah babhav. It was as though covered with lot of dust. Because she was not taking shampoo bath and soap bath three times a day and applying all nice creams. So body became dirty, like sadhuma iva pavakah, like fire is covered by smoke around. Okay. Then if she was not taking care of her, others were taking care, but body did not die, it continued. How did it happen? Who took care? So that is said in the next shloka now. Swangam tapo yogamayam muktakesham gatambaram daiva guptam nabubudhe vasudeva pravishtadhihi. Vasudeva pravishtadhihi. Devahuti is the one whose intellect had entered into Vasudeva. Vasudeva pravishtadhihi buddhihi yasyaha sa. Vasudeva pravishtadhihi. Swangam tapo yogamayam. Her body had become all tapas, tapo yogamayam, lot of austerity. Means lot of japa, lot of dhyanam, etc. Vichara. Swangam tapo yogamayam. So it was like fire and the outer dust was like the smoke. Muktakesham, her hairs were all open. Because not washing them and taking care. I'll just... Muktakesham. Gatambaram. Even the cloth on the body was all dirty, shattered. Sometimes it would be there, sometimes fallen. She wouldn't even know. Gatambaram. But Daiva Guptam, she was protected by God Himself. God took care of her. So beautiful. Means her body was protected because of her sadhana, her devotion to God. So this you should always remember, and even if children ask, you should guide them. When we do our regular puja, regular japa, regular meditation, a shield of protection comes around us. It will protect us from all the external problems. Daily you should do japa. Daily you should do sadhana. It will protect you. It will protect you from not entering into problems. So, Daiva Guptam, na bubudhe, it did not know, means she did not know because her mind was totally absorbed in Bhagavan. So, in this way, she went on doing her sadhana, purified her body, mind, intellect so much, and then completely absorbed in that, then suddenly that fire went on increasing. She lost body consciousness. She lost world consciousness, world awareness. Now finally what happened to Devahuti? That is said in the 17th shloka. Evam sa kapiloktena margena charitah param margena chiratah param atmanam brahma nirvanam bhagavantam avapah. Evam, in this way, sa devahutihi kapila uktena margena, by the path that was shown, that was taught by Kapila Bhagavan, kapiloktena margena, achirata param. Achirata means not after long time. Param atmanam brahma nirvanam bhagavantam avapaha. She attained param atmanam. Param atmanam means paramatmanam. She attained the supreme being, and that attainment of supreme being is called brahma nirvanam. Attaining Brahman Moksha. Abhito Brahman Nirvanam. Vartate Viditatmana. Those who are the knowers of truth, for them, Brahman Nirvana is everywhere. Abhitaha, 5th chapter of Gita. Achirataha, not after long time. And paramatmanam brahma nirvanam. Param, atma and brahma, they all are one. Bhagavan, bhagavantam avapa, she attained that. So, she also attained moksha. Or Bhagavan himself taught her what else will happen. Completely absorbed in this teaching. With this, the teaching is complete. What happened to teacher? Teacher gave the teaching, left. What happened to disciple? Attained realization. Now, the last shloka is the result of this learning. So, if somebody says, Swamiji, I attended this Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yajna for 5 days, what will I get? Teacher got teaching. Student got moksha. So both are liberated. What about me? So now this last sloka glorifies the path and the teaching. Ya idam anushrunoti yo bhidhatte kapila muner matam atma yoga guhyam Bhagavati Kritadhi Suparna Ketau Upalabhate Bhagavat Padara Vindam Yaha, he who idam, this knowledge, Anushrunoti. Anushrunoti, he listens to this continuously, regularly. Continuously doesn't mean that in your ears you just pluck the recording thing and as soon as it comes to stop again you start, but regularly you go on listening. And this teaching means all Vedantic teaching, whether so no only Kapil Gita I will listen, Vivek Churamani no, Bhagavad Gita no, everything, whatever has the same theme. Anushrunoti first listens from teacher and then reflects on it. Yo abhidhatte, the one who teaches also. Bhagavan is very compassionate, you know. Doesn't go on talking about listener, speaker also. But we are both 50% listening, 50% talking. टीचिंग यो अभिधत्ते कपिल मुने हे मतम द टीचिंग ऑफ कपिल मुनि मीन्स भगवान टीचिंग कपिल मुने हे मतम आत्मयोग गुह्यम एंड इट ईज आत्मयोग दि सेल्फ नॉलेज योग ऑफ दि सुप्रीम सेल्फ गुह्यम इट इज ए सीक्रेट विथ माइंड इन भगवान भगवती कृतधीहि सो थिंकिंग ऑफ गॉड अलोन दैट इनफ नाउ लाइफ आई हैव सीन इनफ फ्रॉम वेयर टू वेयर आई हैव गॉन नाउ भगवती कृतधीहि सुपर्णकेतौ कृतधीहि सुपर्णकेतौ इज ऑल्सो सेवेंथ केस भगवती इन भगवान सुपर्णकेतु सुपर्णकेतौ मीन्स द वन हू हैज ब्यूटिफुल आर्म्स और ब्यूटिफुल विंग्स लिटरल मीनिंग इज हियर डायरेक्टली द ट्रांसलेशन इज गिवन विष्णु ओनली सुपर्णकेतौ देन भगवत पदारविंदम उपलभते देन दैट डिवोटी शैल अटेन भगवान्स लोटस फीट पदारविंदम मीन्स लोटस फीट ही शैल अटेन सो मीन्स ही विल ऑल्सो अटेन लिबरेशन इन दिस वे द टीचिंग इज कंप्लीट सो कपिल गीता फलश्रुति दैट द वन हू लिसन्स और टीचेस and has mind in God, then that person also will attain Bhagavan. In this way the teaching is over. Now, first shloka we will chant together. Page number 5. Devahutiruvacha Nirvinna nitaram bhuman असदिन्द्रियतर्षणात् येन संभाव्यमानेन प्रपन्नान्धं तमः प्रभो सो वी स्टडी दिस श्लोक टू टेल आवर सेल्स दैट वी कंटिन्यू दि स्टडी ऑफ कपिल गीता वंस अगेन दैट इज वाई वी चैंटेड दिस श्लोक As you see on the front page, Kapil Muni and the mother, both are shown now. The enlightened sage incarnation of Bhagavan and mother. And he gave the teaching. So now with this, Bhagavan's teaching is complete. Satchidananda Rupaya Vishvotpatyadi Hetave तापत्रय विनाशाय श्री कृष्णाय वयं नुमः सो वी ऑफर आवर सैल्यूटेशंस टू भगवान हु गेव दिस वंडरफुल टीचिंग एंड हैज शोन अस द पाथ सो दैट वी बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम दिस And we express our gratitude to Puja Gurudev and entire Guru Parampara, because of which this Jnana Yajna opportunity we had. And I want to thank all of you, and in particular the Acharyas, Raghuji and Geetaji, who invited me here, hosted me, and took all the coordination effort with the volunteers here to organize this Jnana Yajna. So thank you. Now, As every day I am announcing the books, so here there are two books. One is Shri Rama Gita. This commentary is by Gurudev. This is actually Rama Gita from Adhyatma Ramayana. This is actually very advanced work, even though it looks very thin. But if you are interested, you can take the book and read the commentary. And there is another one by Guruji, Vision of Ramayana. This is a relatively easier and simpler to read. Of course, both are teaching the same highest truth. But But other books are also there. Some of the things I have mentioned earlier. How many of you know Upanishad Ganga? So not many people know here Upanishad Ganga. So I think on some Sunday, you should have enough stock first, and one of the Sunday you show one or two episodes, some interesting episodes, speak about that and encourage people to get that. Okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So we will have Aarti, then Guru Dakshina, you can come and offer, and I will give you Yajna Prasad. Okay.
Manhar will say a few words, Swamiji. Hari Om. Manhar Bhai will say a few concluding words, and then we will do the Aarti, and then we will have the Guru Dakshina by Guruji. One thing I forgot to mention, you know, in the last 5 years, we have had this Mananam series called the Centenary Edition. Wonderful books about the whole Chinmaya mission and the goal and the sadhana that the individuals can practice and the various branches of the Chinmaya mission. And this is a wonderful set of books to possess. And we have these copies here. We encourage those who don't have it to buy those books. Thank you.
Hari Om. On the last day, we first want to thank Swamiji because he makes the subject seem so easy, yet it takes a long time to understand it. So I as a student will continue, and those who are interested, we will have many more programs like this. Coming up in March, we have a senior Swami, Swami Shantananda, who will be here. His program will be available, so please do come talk to your friends. And then for the whole year, what we do ahead of time, for those who want to come from out of town, invite your friends, some who came from as far as Los Angeles, others who came from Orlando, bring Swamiji here. So we want to invite your friends because there'll be camps here. For example, there'll be a camp in September. Swami Prakashananda will have a camp. So those who would like to come and spend some time with the family, this will be a great place to do that. There's also going to be a camp for women only. So this camp, that'll be for those ladies who want to participate in it. Please invite your ladies' friends also. I also want to take time to thank those who support us with the continuous activity that we do here in the Balvihar. We also have adult classes in this mission. There are also classes going on at the Hindu Temple of Atlanta. So wherever you happen to live, whatever is closest to you, please ask your friends, tell your friends. If you can't make it, bring them. Because many times we find that those who want to come are unable to come. But since we are young and healthy, hope we can take them there. And my final thanks for those who've helped us put the whole program together. Those few, please remain behind. We want to readjust, so we set the chairs the way we want to. And now we will do the Aarti.